Welcome to Mikey Pod, episode 140. I wonder if you can hear the garbage truck outside. Sorry about that. This is not only a nice round number, 140, but also the four-year anniversary of this podcast. It just dawned on me this weekend that my first podcast was a recording of an event at Miller Outdoor Theater in Houston, Texas, where I used to live. And I recorded like the music, trying to find my friends, and it was the very first sound seeing tour, which I have sort of evolved away from, I guess is the best way to say it. Now, if you're a new listener, this is music, and I play music every week, all pod safe or pre-cleared, somehow specially cleared by writing the label, whatever I do to do this. So what I've done is I made a gigantic playlist of, I think it's like 235 songs. This is how I procrastinate doing other things, by going through my entire blog and pulling out songs. Anyway, so it's a 235 song playlist, 16.7 hours. So this is going to be a really long podcast. I kid. The comedy never stops. What I did was pull 12 of those songs, and I'm going to play them for you today. So it's kind of nice. It was fun to go through this. A lot of these people have appeared on the show in the form of interviews, and others are just songs that I've really, really loved. And they're all pod safe or cleared for me, and could be cleared for you if you're a podcaster too. So let's go with my friend Eve Beglarian, shall we? She was on the podcast way back, right before I moved to New York. And it turned out that that worked out well, that we reconnected, because we sort of helped each other out. She by providing me a place to live for my first summer in New York, and me by painting and working on her apartment and doing other sort of free things for her in exchange for my home, my housing. So anyway, this is from her album, Tell the Birds. This piece is called Landscaping for Privacy.
The hedges along the parkway, the trees, they sashay, they nearly genuflect, they breathe. It's good to breathe. It's good to get away in summer. It makes you feel clean. The city, the squalor, the mess, that's what's killing us. Did I tell you about the rat I saw in the subway last night? It had a swollen belly and no fear. It went right for a transvestite in heels. Enough, I know. Not here, not now. I should relax, shut up, let go. Oh yes, Long Island's very fresh and nice. Do they have rats out here or just field mice? And I forget, what do people do with themselves in the suburbs? The streets are empty, the lawns unused. If I lived here, I'd spread out. I'd hang a hammock. I'd keep sheep. I'd dig a well. I'd build hummocks to my own specs. I'd be positively pastoral. You're right, of course. Of course you're right. I couldn't keep sheep. There's probably an ordinance. They'd shoot me for ruining property values. But what's property anyway? Years ago, I read about a pillar of roses in an English garden. And so I own it. I have the deed by heart. Speaking of which, pull over. Look, here's a surprise for you. Check out my bicep. You like my new tattoo? What do you mean, what is it? Did it hurt? It's a miniature gazebo. Of course it hurt. Note the incredible detail, the wicked craftsmanship. See, it's a garden pagoda for me and you, with ivy and grass and a snake in the grass. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, yes, that's good. Yes, kiss it and make it better. 'Cause it did hurt a bit. In fact, it hurt like hell. Remember that night when you touched me and I yelled? Okay, let's drive. Let's tour the hydrangeas and the lawns. What could be more suggestive than a grassy mattress? Maybe that TV glowing in a darkened den, shades nearly drawn. Slow down. Slow down. That's strange. A sick room? A suburban tomb on a day like this with the clouds all starched and bustling in a Disney sky? Look, they have a gazebo too, jam-packed with rusted rakes and trash. If I had their lawn, I'd soak it, sunbathe on it. I'd sleep out under the stars. I'd walk to the mall and strap a sack of fertilizer to my back and hike all the way home. We've lived in the city far too long. Yes, that's what's killing us. That and this monument to love we lug. This brick inscribed forever. Let's let it sink. Let's kiss. Give me the wheel. I'll drive so you can look at clouds. All clouds are clocks, bulldozing time. Do you remember who said that? A pauper? Philosopher? Well, he was right. Those pretty clouds are bullies. Bouffant armada. Fluffy but cruel. Ushering last days for many.
That was Eve Beglarian with Landscaping for Privacy from her album, Tell the Birds. Eve is about to embark on quite an amazing journey. She is going to be traveling down the Mississippi in a kayak, most probably, and documenting it as she goes, collecting music and meeting people, and it's all going to culminate in some sort of music piece. So she's taking a year off to do this. So I'm going to be talking more about that in the future. I'm not sure how much of it is public information. I guess I should figure that out. I mean, I'm sure enough of it is. So keep listening for information about that, and I will. We're working on a way to like sort of Well, she's going to be podcasting all of that stuff from her trip. So I'll keep you posted on that. And of course, when the podcast is up, I will let you know when that's going. What an amazing thing. It's really interesting and nice to have people like that in my life. So moving forward, here we go. The next track is Coffee Locks by Kevin Castleton, who has also been on the show. Something about this album. His album is great. It's still my number one favorite album for 2009 and probably beyond. And it's just not getting enough attention, and this makes me very sad. So fellow music podcasters, this song is completely pod safe, and it's freaking brilliant. Also in the set will be The Great Division Day and New Sense. All of these artists have been on the show except New Sense, but close. New Sense, that song has been in my mind ever since I first played it, probably like 3 years ago. So yeah, let's get on with the music. Here's Gavin Castleton with Coffee Locks from the album Home, which is completely pod safe. If you're a podcaster, play it, won't you? Okay, write me for info. MikeyPod@gmail.com. Here's Gavin Castleton.
Walked into the shop and the windows broke. The coffee crashing down as this angel spoke. I might have survived if it weren't for her eyes that were eating mine up. She wanted a job, so I brought her the forms with my eyes held shut. Was this love?
I wanted to never miss a lesson in the general fire.
Stronger first. kissing with my back against the wall. You've walked a fine line, so when this crumbles, it will not be rebuilt. We have come to this point in our lives, so tear it down or leave it. You pushed against a weakness. Once the whole world's free, there'll be nothing to see. We will use our arms to replace you like a slow sleepy kiss. Love that does not exist. We will use our arms. I'm not interested in telling you the things that you should know. I need this silence, but what does fall out should never be spilled. We've all said too much in our lives, so take it back or leave it. We've pushed against the weakness. What's the you both from loss of this is how
That was Hurricane from Division Day from their last album, Bear Trap Island. They were on the show live. That was a really cool interview to do. Well, live meaning I was there in person with them recording instead of over the phone like I tend to do many other things. So, yeah, I need to do some more interviews sometime soon. Maybe. We'll see. I have the new Division Day album, and it's driving me crazy that I can't podcast any of it, but I've been sworn to secrecy by Angela Poe and the band to hands off as far as podcasting goes, but it's good. And believe me, as soon as I get the go-ahead, I will play a new track from them. Before that was New Sense from the album Flowers After Hours with Roller Skate, and Gavin Castleton started off that set with Coffee Lux. I just get this little like, I don't know if it's sadness. It's just a little like, come on, you guys. Give this guy some play. Gavin Castleton. That album is so brilliant. It's brilliant. It's called Home. So check that out. So moving on. You know, I have a contest in this show. On my birthday, I was at this vegan ice cream place in the Lower East Side, I think it is, or maybe it's the East Village. I don't know. I'm still learning my neighborhoods of New York City. And I ran into this guy, Ryan, who publishes this zine out of Canada. And he was trying to get rid of a bunch of them, and he gave me a stack. So, and I'm going to make it easy. All you have to do is tweet or like put on your blog something about Mikey Pod and this, and that's it. And I'll send you these, the first three episodes of this, or first three issues of this zine, T-O-F-U. I can't remember what that stands for, but it's called Tofu. These are really good. They're recipes, stories about being vegan and blah, blah, blah. So even if you're not vegan, it might be worth checking out. So a little propaganda for you. So yeah, and Curtis Hill, by the way, won the Mammut t-shirt and signed CD at last. So I guess I need to make these contests a little easier for now until more people start trying to enter them. I think it's hard, right? Is that what it is? You're listening somewhere else and you don't remember to enter when you get back home because of the whole nature of podcasting? That makes sense to me and it makes me feel better. So yeah. So if you'd like those, make a blog post or write on Twitter something about Mikey Pod and being vegan or something and just make it so there's lots of love and everything, whatever that means. Moving on, I've got David Sylvian and Ryuichi Sakamoto. When I was given permission by Samadhi Sound, David Sylvian's label, to play his music, it was pretty much the happiest day of my life because I've been a David Sylvian fan for probably 20 years. So I can play some of his stuff. And this, of course, brings us to Sweet Billy Pilgrim, also in the running for favorite album of the year, I think. It's at number two, Twice Born Men. We'll see how it all pans out because this is also a brilliant album. So I'm playing a track I haven't played yet from Sweet Billy Pilgrim. My very favorite track, and that also reminds me of podcasting, is now one I can't think of. I played it a couple shows ago, so I didn't want to play it again. So I'm playing something you haven't heard from Sweet Billy Pilgrim, not from me anyway. That song is called Bloodless Coup, and there'll be some Christopher Willits, who's also appeared on the show. I think my next interview needs to be Tim from Sweet Billy Pilgrim. And as you just heard, I did not close my mail program, so you may think you have mail. You may, but that not because of that sound. Let's move on. So let's go ahead and hear some Sylvian and Sakamoto. This song is called World Citizen, and you'll also hear Sweet Billy Pilgrim and Christopher Willits in this set.
There goes one baby's life, it's such a small amount. She's an American, I guess it doesn't count. 6,000 children's lives were simply thrown away, lost without medicine inside of 30 days. In the New York Harbor where the stocks withheld, it was the price we paid for a safer world. World is suffering, world is suffering, world is suffering, world citizen. And the buildings fall in a cloud of dust, and we ask ourselves, how could they hate us? Well, when we live in ignorance and luxury, while our superpowers granted mastery. We raise the men who run the fascist states, and we sell the moms so they maintain their place. We turn our backs on the things they've done, their human rights record and the guns they run. His world is suffering, her world is suffering, their world is suffering. World citizen, my world is suffering, your world is suffering, our world is suffering. World citizen, who'll do away with flags, who'll do us proud, remove the money from their pockets, scream dissent out loud. 'Cause God ain't on outside, the shoe won't fit. And though they think the war is won, that's not the last of it. Disenfranchised people need their voices heard, and if no one stops to listen, lose their faith in words. And violence rises when all hope is lost. Who'll embrace the human spirit and absolve the cost? Suffering, their world is suffering. World citizen, our world is suffering, your world is suffering, our world is suffering. World citizen.
Everything he knows corrupted. promise like an antidote to lips unknown with hope. And who's to overthrow when power makes us so indifferent? No matter what you do,
That was Colors Shifting from Christopher Willits from his album Surf Boundaries. Before that, Sweet Billy Pilgrim with Bloodless Coup from their latest album Twice Born Men. And that was preceded by the set opener, David Sylvian and Ryuichi Sakamoto's World Citizen. That is actually from the single for World Citizen. I think the song also appears on Sakamoto's Chasm album. I will have to double check that later, or you can check yourself. Either way, that album is also definitely worth checking out. Next up, we've got Climber, one of the first songs I played, and I don't know if they're even still around. This song is called My Pod, My Life. Also in the set, we'll hear some Ruben Bouchart and Jane Sibbery, a.k.a. Yusa. Here's Climber.
County was my home, weeks in oxygen suits, drilling, never spilling those precious molecules. Thank you.
unstoppable. Come and play, bathe in glow, wrap like a promise, gracefully the purest form of bliss, asleep in your dream, awakened by one simple kiss. Wake, baby,
above the church bells start to ring, and as the heaviness, oh, it settles in. Then it's one foot and the other as you step out on the road. Yeah, you step out on that road. How much weight? How much? Then it's how long and how far and how many times. Oh,
that was the artist formerly known as Jane Sibbery when she was still known as Jane Sibbery with Calling All Angels. She goes by Issa now and also appeared on the podcast, which actually was not one of my favorite moments. It was a little starstruck and goofy. But that's all right. I think it was pretty good anyway. But if you're going to go back and listen to any interviews, don't make it that one. It's a little embarrassing when I listen to it. Could have used a little editing, I guess. But that's a little more commentary than you need to hear, isn't it? So before Calling All Angels, we had a little Ruben Bouchard. That interview was actually quite nice. Come and Play was the name of that tune. And then Climber before that with My Pod, My Life, which really was one of the first songs I played. So this brings us to the end. I want to thank everyone who has been a part of the show, either an artist who's let me use their music or appeared on the show, the activists that used to appear back in the day when I was a little more lively, I guess, back when I was a young poddler. Poddler? Hey, I think I just coined a new word. And all of you who listen, I hear from very few of you, and I'm coming closer each day to accepting that. But if you've been listening from the beginning, I'd be really cool to hear from you. MikeyPod@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment at MikeyPod.com. You could also find me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeyPod. Pretty much MikeyPod anywhere you go. So let's close the show with this duo from Scotland, if I'm not mistaken. Another like favorite moment in podcasting was discovering the song and getting their CD in the mail with a note that said, please, thank you for playing and share this. I love that philosophy with musicians. So this tune is called Changes. Thanks for listening, and here's to another 4 more years. Yeah. Bye, y'all.
Take your time to know what you could be. So take all your flaws and leave them behind, and then you know you may find that you've changed. For better or for worse, you've changed. In the back of your mind, I know that you can find the right things to do, to say, to be kind.
it's over, they will see, they will know, you will show that you've changed, you've changed, that no matter